Advent always begins in the dark. But thankfully, as we light the candles each week, it does not leave us there. Before we hear any mention of a baby in Bethlehem or shepherds under a star-filled sky, this year, the season opens with Isaiah. And instead of manger scenes, he talks about mountains. He imagines a day when God's presence will rise up like a great mountain, and it will draw all people towards wisdom instead of to war. He invites the nations not to conquer one another, but to learn of God together. And then he offers one of the most hopeful images in all of Scripture. The tools of violence are reshaped into tools of life. Swords become plowshares. Spears become pruning hooks. Isaiah is painting a picture for us about the world as God dreams it. And the dream is compelling because it's not just about peace as the absence of conflict. It is about peace as the transformation of the very things that once caused harm. Isaiah ends his vision with the gentle invitation, "Let us walk in the light of the Lord." As though he is saying, begin living towards this world even before you see it. Let your life take its shape from the future God has promised to us. And then we go to the gospel reading. And Jesus is speaking about not knowing on what day or hour that the fullness of God's reign will fully appear. His words have been misused for fear-based messaging about punishment and being left behind, but that's not what he's actually doing here. Jesus is not warning us to panic. He is inviting us to pay attention. He is reminding us that God's grace, God's healing, God's newness often arrives without fanfare, without announcement. Life goes on. People work. They eat. They go about their lives. And yet, at any moment, bam! God's presence can break in and surprise us with hope. Keep awake, Jesus says, not because something terrible is coming, but because something holy is. He invites us to look at our lives with eyes ready to see grace emerging, no matter how quietly or unexpectedly. Now, I sometimes think about this gospel through an odd, but I hope familiar lens. The movie Home Alone. And it's not because Kevin McAllister is a model of spiritual maturity. He's not. And certainly not because the burglars represent anything divine. They most surely do not. But because Kevin wakes up to a new reality and must learn to pay attention in ways he hasn't before. Kevin isn't defending his house out of love or devotion to the architecture. He isn't protecting treasured heirlooms or electronics. He's scared. He's 8. And he suddenly realizes that the world is bigger and more unpredictable than he thought it was just the day before. His famous creativity, rigging doorknobs and scattering ornaments and swinging paint cans, it's not a heroic stand for goodness. It's a desperate, improvised attentiveness, a of a child who has been awakened to the truth that he must face what is coming, whether he feels ready or not. And yet, in a very surprisingly Advent-like way, Kevin discovers that waking up changes him. As his brother Buzz comments at the end, he went shopping? He doesn't know how to tie his shoe, and he's going shopping? Fear forces him to pay attention, but something deeper begins to grow in him as he watches the world more closely. He notices things that he'd overlooked. He learns that courage he didn't know he had possessed is there. He discovers compassion. Do you remember the scene in the church with old man Marley where they bond? And his heart softens. In the end, Kevin is awake not just to danger, but to relationship with others, to responsibility, and even to reconciliation within his own family. Advent's call to keep awake is not like Kevin's frantic fear, but it is like his awakening. And Jesus invites us to notice what we easily overlook, to see the world not simply as it is, but as it is becoming through God's quiet work, to pay attention to the small beginnings of peace, the early glimmers of light, the faint signs of God's promised future that are taking shape all around us. So Isaiah and Jesus together create a kind of holy tension. Isaiah shows us the world as God imagines it. A world where fear evaporates, where nations learn together, and where instruments of harm become tools of flourishing. And Jesus shows us how that world enters ours. And it's not with spectacle or countdown clocks or advanced warnings, but it breaks in quietly and subtly, often in ways that we will only notice if we're awake. The dream is grand, but the arrival is admittedly humble. So perhaps the work of Advent is simply learning to watch, to look differently, to lean forward with hope, to notice kindness, to choose gentleness, to offer forgiveness in moments that hunger for healing, to let compassion take root in us in ways that feel almost unconscious. Now, these are not grand gestures. They're small awakenings, daily awakenings, the sort of things that slowly reshape the swords and the spears of our own hearts into tools that will nurture our lives and the lives of those around us. This season invites us to imagine this world that Isaiah describes and to walk step by slow step toward the light of that vision, not with fear, but with expectation. Because we're holding steady to the trust that God is already drawing near to us. God is already working within us. God is already shaping the world around us into something that is more whole. Kevin woke to a house full of danger. We wake to a world full of possibility. Christ is coming, and not to frighten, but to heal. Not to take, but to give of himself. Not to unsettle us, but to awaken us up to a hope that is so deep and so good that we will have missed it if we are asleep. So, as Advent begins, May our hearts stay awake. May our eyes stay open. And may we walk in the growing light of the world that God is making.